Banff. Some residents are looking for a sweet spot to create a disc golf course in Banff, though the idea is unlikely to fly far given Banff's limited land base. Marcel Beaulieu, who has lived in Banff since 2006, said he plays disc golf in Canmore every day. "This town needs one. The sport is growing and it's very much so all-inclusive," he said. "It's really helped me a lot, in a roundabout way, with mental health, just being outside all the time, getting half your daily steps in every time you play. I just love it. It's fantastic." On a 3-2 vote on Monday, September 25, Council asks administration to bring forward a report to 2024 service review deliberations that addresses the feasibility of creating a disc golf course within the boundaries of the town site. "I've been approached by a number of young fellows and people in town who are addicts to disc golf," said Cown. Hugh Pettigrew. "Many of our residents do drive to Canmore and to the Nordic Centre to pursue their sport. There seems to be an interest. All I am looking for is whether or not there's any areas we can consider. Maybe there's room at the rec grounds, maybe there isn't, maybe there's a small 9 holes or an executive course. Like in traditional golf, the norm for a full disc golf course is 18 holes. 9-hole courses are also very common, though. A 9-hole course at Three Sisters Disc Golf Course is excellent for beginners and a nice warm-up for experienced players, while Canmore Nordic Centre's seasonal 18-hole course is more challenging. While growing in popularity over the past decade, disc golf took off in the Bow Valley during the COVID-19 pandemic as a fun outdoor activity during public health restrictions. A simple 9-hole disc golf course can be established on as little as 1 hectare, while a championship-caliber 18-hole course can be up to 1 hectare per hole. Given the limited available land within Banff's 4-square-kilometer boundary, Cown. Grant Canning doesn't think this will go far, though he supported an administrative report on the feasibility for consideration at service review. "This one, I think, I can presuppose what the outcome is going to be because it takes a lot of space to create these disc golf courses, like the ones I've seen in Canmore," he said. "I've never played it, but I have friends who do and I know it is very popular, but I have a feeling it's going to be a space issue." Mayor Corey DeMano and Cown. Chip Olver opposed the move at this stage. The mayor said she wanted to wait on the results of the community social assessment, where the community advocates for what is wanted. In the past, it has led to the creation of programs such as the Library of Things and Banff Access Program. "I don't disagree that it's a good idea, but at this time I think we need to get that data back, which is going to help inform the types of new programs and initiatives and projects we're going to do, particularly one on this scale," said DeMano. "I wouldn't want to start presupposing what those are going to be. It could very well be looking at a disc golf course, it could be looking at something else. I am wanting the community to dictate what these next types of projects could be that are increasing their quality of life."